Additional crop stress will likely impact a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next few days, but increasing shower and thunderstorm activity will likely come along with a cooling tendency as we get into the weekend and on into next week. Most of the stress will likely continue for the next several days due to temperatures that will be in the 90s to over 100 degrees, quite similar to what occurred yesterday. There will also be some shower activity that will occur periodically across portions of the Midwest, but that precipitation is not likely to be very well organized, similar to what occurred last night. Some areas around the Owensboro area of Kentucky picked up on 1 to 2 inches of rain. There was also some locally heavy rainfall reported in the interior southeast parts of Missouri around the Rolla area, with over 3 inches reported in that particular event. But these were all isolated occurrences, and most of the precipitation that occurred across the Midwest yesterday was very limited, and drying was common across the big part of the region, with temperatures again in the 90s to lower 100s. And we'll see the same basic scenario playing out over these next few days with very little deviation. So the areas that are most likely to see any kind of relief will be limited to just a handful of locations until we get to the weekend and early part of next week. And at that point, I think we'll start seeing greater rains, especially in the upper parts of the Midwest. That will be due to some moisture that's going to feed into the northern plains in the upper Midwest from the southwestern part of the country. We call this the southwest monsoon flow. It's moisture that comes northward through Mexico into New Mexico and Colorado and eventually works its way into South Dakota and portions of Nebraska. This is an event that occurs every year at about this time, and up to this point in time, we have not had it, so therefore the moisture influx into the Midwest has been restricted. Once we get into the weekend and early part of next week and cooler air starts to work its way through the Midwest, we'll likely have this moisture influx feeding in, and hopefully it will likely generate a little bit of an increase in rain. We expect some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts of precipitation to occur in portions of South Dakota and areas to the northwest, northeast from there, actually into portions of Wisconsin and maybe Iowa, even Minnesota, and that will likely help to improve crops and crop moisture across some of that region. Now, some of that precipitation will possibly work its way into the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest as we get into next week and cooler air spreads across the region. But it's a little bit unclear right now just how significant the relief will be. We do run a risk of some locally intense thunderstorms a little later in the week next week that could bring in meaningful rainfall in a surprisingly manner, and we'll have to watch real closely to see how well those thunderstorm clusters may evolve. But for right now, the bottom line is we're going to continue to see stress for the next full week and a little bit of relief in the northwestern part of the Midwest as we get into the weekend and early part of next week. Eventually, some relief will occur further south. Well, the forecast continues to suggest that those daily high temperatures will be in the 90s and lower 100s. We'll probably see temperatures over 100 degrees as far north as Minnesota over the next couple of days, and we'll likely see it continuing in most other areas until the cool front comes across the region early part of next week. That cool front will likely bring high temperatures back to the upper 70s and 80s across northern parts of the Midwest and 80s and lower 90s in the south, and we'll likely look for the majority of the relief to occur about this time next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.